Santa Monica Pier. I don't know if you're familiar with here. Yeah. It used to be a restaurant there called the Boathouse. It's Bubba Gump now.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I played there for 14 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
14 years. And I grew up at the Getty, Museum in Malibu.
Uh-huh.
My parents worked for Mr. Getty.
Wow.
I had lunch with J. Paul Getty. I didn't know he was the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
I was 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived in a 63 acres is where I lived at. You ever been to the museum in Malibu?
I haven't. I've heard about it, though. I heard it.
Yeah, the one in Malibu was the original one. That's 63 acres.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I grew up at.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mr. Getty liked our family so much because the street sign, my name's Kenny Batch, and the street sign called Batch Lane.
Gotcha. Wow. I'm going to look out for that.
4x8 picture of my father. The name of my father. But the public doesn't really get to see that. But our man played parties for Mr. Getty.
Wow. And that's not something a lot of people can say. No people.
I take very people up there. Bad slang. My father worked for Mr. Getty for 50 years.
What did he do? What were you?
He was like the main groundskeeper. And Mr. Getty, most people don't know, Mr. Getty had bears, buffaloes. My dad took care of all the animals. Peacocks walking around. Bighorn sheep.
It's like a giant zoo, or is that his compound?
But that was just, it just liked animals. Because he liked, William Randolph Hearst.
Yes, yes.
He liked Hearst because Hearst liked animals too.
Yeah, Hearst Castle.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
None of the public got to see the animals. But my friends came over. We got like both.
Yeah.
My dad fed all the buffaloes and the bears and the bison and the deers. They had peacocks walking around.
Did you get to get in on that?
We moved here when I was 10 years old. We moved here on the day that they had John Kennedy's funeral.
You are John Kennedy?
In 19... No.
Oh.
That's the day that we moved here.
Oh.
Was when they had John Kennedy's funeral in 1963, in November. And, we didn't have to pay it on. Mr. Getty paid everything.
So you grew up... We're up there in the Getty house.
No, yeah, no. The whole property is 63 acres.
Yeah.
So we had the only thing we paid for was the phone bill. And back then, they didn't even have area codes. There were no area codes. I graduated from Palisades High.
Yeah.
Hey, I can sprint now.
But Steve Lewis, so he's from England, so I went to 15 countries. Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember which countries you visited?
Yeah. England.
Yeah.
France. Germany. Switzerland. Belgium. Holland. Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein
was like a tiny little country.
Yeah.
It's something else now. France. Yeah, just that whole. Mr. Getty paid for it all. I got to have lunch with J. Paul Getty. I didn't know he was the richest man in the world.
Your dad didn't tell you?
Well, we didn't care. I mean, Mr. Getty, he was the richest man in the world.
And you lived with him?
I met him.
Yeah.
I met him once. But I didn't know he was the richest. I was 17 years old. But yeah, Mr. Getty at that time, in the 70s, he was the richest man in the world.
Yeah. So how was it?
And he died in 1975.
Yep.
I was living in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Okay. So how was it growing up in that compound?
Palisades?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. We were one of the few black families there. But I got a real good education.
Yeah. So. You paid for your schooling and...
We didn't have to pay a dime for rent. All we paid for was a phone bill. We paid for everything.
So after... Did you go to university after...
No, I went to Santa Monica College.
Santa Monica College? Okay.
Yeah. It was called SMCC
yeah.
back then.
Yes.
It was a city college then.
Okay.
And now, but now Santa Monica City College is one of the best.
It is,
you know,
yes.
One of the best two-year colleges in the state.
Yeah, for sure, yes.
Yeah, it's the best transfer school in the state.
And, yeah, it's definitely something to be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the University of Santa Cruz for a while, but that was just auditing classes. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend was with me.
Yeah.
So when you audit classes, you don't have to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can just go into the city. So I lived in the Redwoods.
So what did you study in SMC?
Graphic arts and music.
Graphic arts and music.
Yeah.
When did your interest in music start? I mean, you're so talented.
In high school? I never took a lesson, though. I just... The only reason I started playing music because all my buddies that play guitar, they're getting all the girls.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm sitting there rolling
the
joints, you know. I said, well, shit, I'm going to play.
Yeah.
So I played a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and eventually I just started playing a little bit of that. And most of my friends, their parents were entertainers. I grew up with Judy Garland's kids. My first friend, his name was David Nichols. His grandfather was the original Alfred on the original Batman.
Wow. These kids went to your high school then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they were all in my high school. Yeah.
So you guys like jam on a regular basis? You know,
yeah, we had a garage band.
Wow.
Yeah. But a lot of the people I went to high school with, we still hook up.
Yeah.
Most of them have like big major jobs. But we go rent out studios and just play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got some nice studios in the valley where it's like $20 $20 an hour. It comes with amplifiers, full drum set, recording stuff for $20 an hour.
Yeah. What kind of music did you guys play?
Just full-time rock and roll stuff.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So what are they passing out today?
Pardon me?
Well, what kind of grub are they passing out today?
I think it's burgers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're playing next Sunday, okay.
Yeah. So I didn't introduce myself. I'm Jason.
Oh, Kenny.
Nice to meet you.
I've seen you before, though.
Have you?
You've been here before. You've seen, I'm the harmonica player. You just sit in the back. Is this your first time here?
This is my second time.
Okay, yeah. So maybe I didn't see you before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the harmonica player. Sits in the back.
Yeah, I study at USC.
Oh, yeah?
It's close by.
University of Successful Children.
So they say.
USC messed that game up yesterday.
I know. I was watching on TV. I didn't get a ticket, but
man,
that was a big surprise.
Well, see, I have some friends I went to high school with. They've had season tickets since 1972.
Wow.
They drive from San Diego.
Holy cow. Yeah.
It was a Hail Mary.
Yes, it was. But the guy just snuck in right at the last second.
People were saying that people start leaving because they thought... But see, now, if I was a defensive player, I would have had pass interference.
Yeah.
Game would have been over.
Yeah. Are you a football fan?
Yeah. Baseball is my favorite.
Baseball's your favorite?
Yeah. Yeah. But I had some of my relatives played pro football. Mm. Yeah.
Who were they playing
for? One of my uncle is Charlie Weaver. He played for USC when they won the national championships in 72 at USC.
72.
Number 59, middle linebacker.
Charlie Weaver.
Yeah.
Okay, go back to school and look.
I have a nephew. His name's Charlie Batch. My name's Kenny Batch. He was the quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
So, I'm a journalism student.
Oh, yeah?
So, one of my reasons for coming down here is just to, you know, get to know people that live here.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, find out, like, what their life is like.
Oh, well, if you want me to take you on a tour, because I've done outreach work for a lot of places.
Yeah.
So, if you ever want to take a tour and get some information, I'll be glad to show you around.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, I used to work for a health clinic. Okay. I've worked for a lot of places down here.
So right now, where do you work and where are you focused?
Well, right now, I'm over here at the Union Rescue Mission. I play music at a restaurant over in Westwood. And but basically, I'm just a leaf in the wind. I'm an SSI. But I'll tell you, I'll give you some information.
How did we miss these two?
The origination of the word Skid Row. Most people don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Skid Row actually came from the logging camps that were in the Adirondacks in New York.
Yes.
So a lot of people either had drinking problem, drug problems, women problem. So what happens, they were day laborers.
Yeah.
So what they did, after they got their money, what they would do, they go to the bars, get fucked up, this or that. What they would do is they would sleep on the row of skids. They transported the trees down the hill.
I see, and then they ended up...
And that's where all the contractors came.
Yeah.
So once they spent all their money, they would sleep on the skids. Okay. There was a row of skids.
That's how the origination
of the word Skid Row.
Wow.
It was a row of skids.
Cool, yeah.
So once they spent their money, got all drunk, that's where all the contractors came to pick up the day laborers for the next day.
It's cool.
But L.A. made Skid Row famous. But
yes.
The origination came from the Adirondacks.
I see.
In New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
everybody who had drug problems or whatever, they slept on the row of skids.
Yeah.
Because that's where the contractors came to get the day laborers. To help the trees.
Yeah.
That's where the origination of Skid Row.
So do you live in the rescue?
Yeah,
rescue
I live
mission?
In the Union. Yeah, okay. I'm in this place called the Gateway. And it's called the Gateway Project.
Yeah.
Basically what it is, they only charge you $210.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a big dorm.
Yeah.
And they take $150 for your rent. They give you three meals a day. It's a big dorm.
Yep.
And they take $60 and put aside for savings.
Yeah.
So every month, you give them $210 and they take $60 out.
So this is for every month.
$210. So when you get ready to leave, they give you all that money back.
Okay.
And they try and find you some kind of housing, but a lot of case managers aren't doing that.
Okay. So after you graduated, where did you start working? After Santa Monica College?
After Santa Monica College, I worked a lot of retail places. Pretty much retail. I worked for a record company. I was a buyer for a record company.
Yeah.
It was called Licorice Pizza. It was like a rival to Warehouse Records. And I did construction.
Construction.
Yeah. Whatever was legal. Yeah. Because I don't have any children or anything, so.
Okay.
So I was kind of like a leap in the wind.
Yeah.
Right, brother?
Yeah. With the wife for a while and just enjoyed the weather there.
Okay. How long were you in Hawaii for?
Off and on, maybe 7-8 months.
7-8 months? Were you working there or just?
No, just did a vacation. Yeah, I just saved up money, money ran out, and came back. My parents had property there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because back then it was cheap. Round trip.
Yeah.
The round trip airfare was $300.
Yeah. Sure.
No.
It's a great place to be, Hawaii.
Yeah, Maui.
Maui.
Maui. Maui's a nice island because they don't let you build too high.
Mm. Yeah.
If you go to Oahu or something, you got 50, 30 story condos and the beach is right there. But in Maui, they don't let you build so high because they don't want you to mess up the vista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
They don't want you to mess up the vista.
Yeah. I've never been to Hawaii, so
yeah.
I don't know, but...
And you can go down to, there's this town called Lahaina, which is like the fisherman's village.
Yeah.
You want fresh fish, once the fishermen come in, they just open up the hatches.
Yep.
Fish are still flapping. You can get what you want.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's a life.
And the water is clean. Some of it's like green like that. Some of it's blue like a shirt. Some of it, but it's clean. It's clear.
It's clear. It's like a paradise, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Leaves are okay, you know, they don't.
Yeah.
You can be sitting on the beach drinking a beer, a cop will come down with you watching the surfers. You're sitting drinking a beer, and the police is right next to you. Oh, it's not German, I'm not going to say that. Well, yeah, I've been to a lot of places.
Which would you say is your favorite?
The best place I've ever been, besides Maui,
yeah.
Nice, France was cool. Amsterdam. What's going on? In Amsterdam, everything's legal.
Yeah, the marijuana.
Everything. Prostitution, everything's legal in Amsterdam. Nice, France. Lucerne, Switzerland.
Lucerne.
Was very nice. Because Switzerland, they're a neutral country.
Yep.
They got the biggest army, but they don't fight wars. They can keep their shit out of here.
Yeah,
they don't fight. But that's why everybody had the hidden bank accounts.
Mm. Yes, that's very true.
They don't want to know your name.
Yeah.
You get a number. So you gotta be here next Sunday?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, that's what we plan.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you
good to me. Yeah. Do you have a phone?
Yeah. A lot of times my phone is.